They're very makbid not to eat from the peris. So you know something's doing here that they want this treatment to be for their avoid zero. So Drashi v'yein toimim peris them, dilav the pachule have a mafarshim inay. If not for the fact they once bowed down to this tree to make the fana avoid zero, they would eat the peris. If you see the galochim watching themselves from a certain tree and not eating the peris from the tree, you know it's an asherim. If the Golochim say, Hani Tamri, these dates here, Leshichra Devein Tzarfa, Deshosilei B'yom Chagam. They say that these dates, we're leaving them to make beer, Leshichra, Devein Tzarfa, to give it to this Avoy Dezorah, Deshosilei B'yom Chagam. When it comes to their Yom Chag, their Yom Tiv, they drink the beer by their Avoy Dezorah. So the kids said, then you know this tree is also a tree that it's an Asherah, they worshipped it. And that's why from this tree they want to use the peris to make the beer for the avoy dezorah. Drashi nitzarfi shame avoy dezorah shoyse avoyse medina. Amar ameima v'yomru li sabat pumbadisa. And the older people of Pumbadisa told him hilchas takavosa de Shmuel. And we pass in like Shmuel taka. But what's called an avoy dezorah only if you see them say that these peris they're going to use to make beer for the avoy dezorah. For the more meisvi the kasha now in our mishnah. How do we make a shtufa mevoyis to make everybody in the chatzeris muta to carry into the alleyway into the movi? Mevi in chov yeshol yain v'shol shemen v'shol tomorrow v'shol groigus or else v'shol shar mine peris. Like we had before, shtufa mevoyis could even be from peris or wine or oil. So you bring a barrel of these. Now in mishaloi, if it belongs to one person, or was it tzorach lezakis? He has to be mezakra to everybody. Because in order to make a shtufa mevoyis, everybody has to own a part of these peris. So you have to give it to somebody else that the Mishnah says, and he should pick it up, and there'll be zaycha for everybody in the chotzer. V'yim mishalehem, luyitzui already belongs to everybody, they're all shutfis already, like everybody put a date inside this big barrel, is alocha tzorach loidiyah. You have to be madiyah, or magibiyah menakaka mashu. You have to be madiyah them that what, that you're using this for an erif. In other words, not that everybody put the peri into the barrel of shame, stufa mevoyis. Nastam, you have a barrel of peris in that belongs to everybody in this chotzer. Everybody happened to put the peris there, not l'shem erif. And now you want to make a stufa mevoyis, so you have to tell everybody that you're going to use these peris now for stufa mevoyis. O magbiya min akaka mashu. And then you have to pick it up just a mashu. So Rashi says, Sarach lo'di, you have to tell everybody im chveitzim lekach, do they want it or not? We had before, an Erev has to be the pshat that you're not makpid, whoever eats from it, gesundheit, you can eat it. See, even though everybody owns the peri in this barrel, but if you don't tell the people who are using this barrel for an eshtufim avoyis, maybe somebody's makpid, he bedavka wants to eat the peris. I don't want anybody else to eat it. That's not a good Erev. You want the Erev to be good, you have to tell everybody, I'm going to use this barrel now of peris for an Erev. That means that you don't care if anybody takes. That's Tzad Erev. We're all mixed together. We're like one in this barrel. Whoever wants to come and take. So that's called Tzorach Levi. You have to tell everybody. Vaita, Abu Mishaloi. But let's say if it's your own barrel, then in Tzorach Levi. Tzorach Levi. If you want to take your own barrel, Gesund to hate. So like they're not losing out. They're only getting on the deal. You're taking your barrel of Paris, and you're having somebody pick it up and be mezakra to them. So they're only gaining on the deal. Avada, that's good. That's good. The Kopon Makashur is here, it says, Umagbiya Menakaka Mashu. You have to pick it up on your Mashu. And before Reb Yehuda said, you have to pick it up a Tefach. And here it's Mashu, even a Mashu is good to make an Eruv, a Shtufim voice. But I says, to make the Shtufim voice, even if it belongs to everybody, but to make the Eruv, you have to make like a Maisa Kinyan here. You have to pick up these Paris. So here it's Mashu, my Mashu is enough. So the Mara name, my Mashu was a little bit mean, Nami to call my Tefach. Taka means a tefach. Enoch namin. You have to pick it up a tefach. You don't pick it up a tefach. That's 4 fingers, 4 inches. It's no good. Itma. Shtufa in the voice. People want to make an Erev together in order to be able to carry out from their chotzer into the movui. Is Rav Oma Ein Tzorach Hazakis. You don't have to be mezakra to everybody. No, you don't have to. One person can make it for everybody, even though he's not mezakra to everybody. Even though everybody doesn't own it. So what? One person could make it for everybody. That's Rav Shita, not like our Mishnah. Ushmul amat tzorach lezakis. Shmuel holds no, like it says in our Mishnah, tzorach lezakis. You have to be mezakrit for everybody in the chotzer. Everybody has to own a little bit of this Erev. One person can't make it for everybody if he's not mezakrit to everybody. That's the one machlokes by shtufa mevoyis. Now, what about Eruvei Tchumim? If you want to put an Erev outside the Tchum in order to be matir to walk another 2,000 Amis, is Rav Amar Tzorach Hazakis. If you want to make it for somebody else, you have to be mezakir at him. Here Rav is Moida. Eruvei Tchum is only Chal if you own the pass. So if I put my pass out for you, that's no good. My pass can't help for you. Even though I have das, I want it to help for you. So what? It's my pass. It's not your pass. Eruvei Tchum is the pshat is you have your bread outside in the fields. So if I want to make an error for you, I first have to be mezakir. This pass should belong to you. And then I put it out there so it's like your pass is there. Ushmul Amar Shmul says, ain't tzorach lezakis. Eruvei Tchum he holds no. Shmul it's only by now mishta by shtufa mevoyis. That's what I have to be mezakir. You have to own it. But to make Eruvei Tchumim, I can make it for you, even though I'm not mezakir to somebody else. So the more now. Bishleim ul Shmuel, I understand Shmuel Shita, that there's a chilik between Shtufa Mevois and Eruvei Tchumim. Hocho Tanan, v'yocho loy Tanan. And now a Mishnah that talks about Shtufa Mevois, it says clearly. It says here, you have to be mezakir for everybody. Therefore Shmuel says, you have to be mezakir for everybody. Mashenkin, when the Mishnah talks about Eruvei Tchumim, it doesn't say anywhere, we didn't have any halachas before, that you have to make a zikui, that you have to be mezakir for everybody. So Rashi Yochi Tanan Beruvich Atzeros Umezakalhen. Our Mishnah says Klo, you have to be mezakarit. Avahochaloi Tanan Beruvei Tchumim Ketoni LeKamon Ketzad Mishtatvim Betchumim V'loi Ketoni Mezakalhen. Later the Mishnah does not say you have to be mezakarit to other people. So that's why Shmuel holds that by Shtufa Mevois one person can make it for everybody. By Tchumim, by Eruvei Tchumim, I could put my pass out for you. I have that my passion. Oh, for you, it's good, even though it's not mezakrit for you. That's Shmuel Shita. So good, so Shmuel, we understand. Our Mishnah says it clearly, you have to be mezakrit. The next Mishnah later on doesn't say clearly, therefore you don't have to. For the Gemara, Elul Rav, my timer. Now, what's Pshan Rav? So the Chur, the Kasha portion of Rav is, Ershton is saying Faket for now Mishnah. And also, why does he say, Eruvei Tchum, I do have to be mezakrit. There's no Mishnah that says you have to. So why does Rav say you have to? Have the Gemara Tanoihi. I'll tell you some Achlokes Tanoim. Rav's din is some Achlokes Tanoim. Now the way Rashi learns that what we're bringing a Raya Tanoihi is not to answer our Mishnah. Tanoihi is the next din. In the din of Eruvei Tchumim, when I want to put a Tchum for somebody else, do I have to be mezakir to somebody to him or not? That's a machlokes tanoim. Like we'll soon see in a maisa here that somebody, a mother-in-law, made an Eruvei Tchumim for a daughter-in-law, and the reason why it wasn't chal is because she wasn't mezakir the bread for a daughter-in-law. So this will be a raya to Rav HaKoponim. We're going to bring a raya now that by Eruvei Tchumim, if I want to put pass out to let somebody else walk more than a paimama, it doesn't help unless I'm mezakir to him. But to answer our Mishnah, the way Rashi learns, the Gemara doesn't answer anything. The Chura, our Mishnah says, Klo, you do have to be mezakirit to the rest of the people for Shtufim Mevois. So Rashi just speaks out that in this Kashem, Rav Tanu Apolik. There's a cloud. Rav has a koyach like a Tana. Rav is allowed to argue on our Mishnah. So in the first din of Shtufim Mevois, even though Rav says not like our Mishnah, Rav has the right. Rav has a koyach like a Tana, and he could argue on the Mishnah. Therefore, Shtufim Mevois, Stam Rav argues in the Mishnah. What about Eruvei Tchumim? Here Rav has a Rav. He has another Tana like him. What was the Maisa? The Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav. Maisa bekalosoi shereb Yoshia. There was a Maisa with the daughter-in-law of Reb Yoshia. Shehol chol beis hamerchitz. She went to beis hamerchitz on Friday. V'chosh cholo, and Maisa, the beis hamerchitz was out of the city. So it was outside the Tchum it was. And she got stuck there. V'chosh cholo, she was outside in the fields, and it became Shabbos. Now, she had to stay there. She couldn't come home on Shabbos. She's outside the Tchum of the city. So the mother-in-law didn't like this. So the mother-in-law went now and put out an Eruvei Tchumim for her. Esther, she knew about this, that she stuck out in the fields there. So Mastam, before Shabbos, she went out in the fields and put down an Eruv for her daughter-in-law. In order that her daughter-in-law should be able to walk, like, into the city again. So right now, before Shabbos, she put her own path out in 2,000 Amis outside the city, and the daughter-in-law was 3,000 Amis, so therefore she could walk 1,000 back to the thing, and then walk into the city. So Shalom, was it good or not? They asked Rabbi Chiya, is it good now? Is the mother-in-law's Erev Tchumim good for the daughter-in-law? Is she allowed to walk into the city now? And he said, no, it's Asa. No, the daughter-in-law can't use the mother-in-law's Erev Tchumim. Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Vavavloi, Kol kach ato machem v'ervin, like you people from Bobel, you're so machem and hilchus ervin. Kach omer Abba, this is what my father told me. Abba is a Lushan for somebody else. Anytime you have a shalal nilchas erevin that it could be nekel, that's the klal, always go to kula. Since erevin is only midirabonin, we always try and go to kula. So he passed in here, it should be mutlak. He asked him, why are you machmin so much? Now, soon he asked why he was machmin. So, Marvi Boilu, I have a shalal now. What was the pshan this maisa? Mishel cha maisa irvolo. Was the pshan the maisa was that when the mother in law puts her bread outside in the fields to make the rubit chumah for her daughter-in-law, she knows bread it was. It was the mother-in-law's bread. She was a mezakirit to the daughter-in-law. Or mishum d'loy zichzalo. That's the reason why Reb Chiya said it was osa. Because the mother-in-law was not the mezakirit to the daughter-in-law. So it was the mother-in-law's bread, and your bread doesn't help for somebody else. This is a raya to Rav. That's a raya to Rav, not like Shmuel. That even by rubit chumim, you have to be mezakirit with the other people. Oy duma, maybe no, that wasn't the maisa. I tell you, mishalo irvalo. I tell Taka the mother-in-law didn't use her own bread, but she took her daughter-in-law's bread. She Taka took her bread. Or mishum the shalai mi daita. Now the reason why it's no good is because she didn't ask the daughter-in-law. You didn't ask her, should I make the rubit chumah for you? Shalai mi daita, you can't make an error for a person. Maybe that's the reason why it was no good here. So this pshat, you wouldn't have any riot to Rav. That was the shaila. Yeah. Omalahen huma rabbonin v'Rabbi Yaakov shmei. I heard over from Rabbi Yechon, the pshat is, Mishel Chamoise Irva, that the Maisa was the mother-in-law used her own bread. Or Mishum Lezichsalah, that's why it wasn't good. This is a riot to Rav. The Rabbi Yechon holds like Rav, that the reason why they moved to Chum was no good, because the mother-in-law used her own bread, and her bread can't help for a daughter-in-law, because the bread has to belong to you if you want the Erev to help for you. Omale Rab Zeira le Rabbi Yaakov, Brei de Bas Yaakov. So Reb Zera told over to Reb Yaakov, the daughter of Bas Yaakov. So Rashi says his father wasn't so choshev, that's why they called him the Bas Yaakov. Is kimatis hosim, you go to Eretz Yisrael, akev izil esum the sur, please go out of your way a little bit and go to this place, sum the sur. Or boy, my name Reb Yaakov Aridi. And ask Reb Yaakov Aridi exactly what was the pshan this maisa. Is boy, my name, ask him like this. What's pshat this maisa that they said it was awesome? Mishel chamoise irva. Was the pshat that the mother-in-law used her own pass? Or mishum lezichsalah. That's why the erev was not chal, because she wasn't mezaka the pass to a daughter-in-law. Or idilma mishelo irva. No, the emes and the mother-in-law took her daughter-in-law's pass. So really it belonged to the daughter-in-law, her bread. So why wasn't it good here? Or mishum shaloi mi daito. The pshat was the mother-in-law didn't ask her daughter-in-law. She didn't ask her to use it or not. So shloim midas of a person, you're not allowed to make a rubit chumah for them. That was the shayla. Omale, he answered back, you should know, mishel chamoisa irvalo. Here the reasoning was because it belonged to the mother-in-law. Or mishum delay zichsalo. That's why it was possible. Because since the bread belonged to the mother-in-law and not to the daughter-in-law, you can't make an error for somebody else. So that's this is a raya to rav then, that you can't do it, you can't use somebody else's bread to make a rubit chumah with. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, what's the maskona though? Nachtinan, we hold a loch like this. Echad Aruvi Tchumen. If somebody wants to make an Aruvi Tchumen, that means put your bread outside in the field in order to be able to walk another Apayamama. V'yechad Aruvi Chatzeris. Push it direct in the house. When you want to make an Aruvi Chatzeris in your own apartment, that everybody should be able to carry, if you have four Yiddish tenants living together, if you want to be able to carry out from one apartment to another apartment, you have to make an Aruvi Chatzeris. So V'yechad Shtufim Mavoyis. Who are them when you have a few people living in the chaterim together that have the right to walk out to the movi, to the alleyway? If you want to be able to carry from your chaterim to the movi, is the alocha tzorech lezakis. You do have to be mezakis to them. That's what we hold the alocha. That you have to, if an erev is only chal, if the pass belongs to you, it has to be that your pass now is over there. So it's like you're living there, whether it's nagei teruvi tchumim, that you're living now outside in the fields by the oya pass, or ruvi chateris, everybody's living together in one house. We're like one mishpacha, or ruvi chatzeres, all the chatzeres are living together in one chatzer. But all these pshatis, you have to own the bread, and it only helps if one person picks it up as mezakrit for somebody else. So if the bread belongs to you, you yourself can't be mezakrit your bread for other people. It doesn't help if you pick up the bread for everybody in the apartment. You have to have somebody else come up. But the locher is something that I own, I can't give it to you, I can't make a kinyan for you. Because the mana belongs to me, I can't make a kinyan for you. Somebody else has to come. That usually it's the koinah that makes the kinyan. The person that wants to require it, he has to make the kinyan. So somebody else has to come and pick it up. He makes a kinyan. So migu is zeicher for himself, who is in his zeicher for everybody here also. So anybody else could be mezakrit to the other people. Doesn't have to be somebody in the erev. If you have some guest from Yupitz that's in your house right now and he picks up the pass and zeicher, everybody's also good.
That's a din tchiyah. Somebody can mezakut for other people. But I call upon him to be have an erev chaseris. Somebody has to mezakut everybody. Or else the other race is all the other three tenants should give you the pass. Mamas let them give you a matzah and put it in your house. Then you make a ruvi chaseris. That's the maskona. Right. Boy Rav Nachman, eruvi tavshilin sorach lezakus and sorach lezakis. Can I make a ruvi tavshilin for somebody else? I know my friend Chveis forgot doesn't stock without bread. Can I make an erev tashilin for him? It's coming out. This is called Kol Sukkah soon. We have to make an erev tashilin now. Can I make it for you, even though I'm not in the zaka the pass for you? Omer Rabbi Yosef, Umayti Boyle, what's your shaila? Loi Shmuel, didn't you hear? Hodi Omer Rav Nachman bar Rav Ada, Omer Shmuel, erev tashilin sorach lezaka. It's the same halacha. Eruv tavshilin doesn't help for you unless you own the bread. You have to own the tavshil. If I want to make it for you, so I have to be mezak and make sure somebody picks up my food as mezak with you. Then it blies like you own it. Then I can make an error for you. But always you have to own the food. Omalei Abayis. Abayis said pshitad lo shmili avadi. He didn't hear the shah. He didn't hear this. Because if he heard it, what was he asking then? Di shmili. Because if he would have heard this, mighty boyle. What are you asking then? Omalei. Otto Eruve Tchumim, Milo Yoma Shmuel. Ain't Sorach Lezakos? No. By Eruve Tchumim we had before, Shmuel Shita Ridge, you don't have to be Mezakarit. The Yoma Yiyut Sorach Lezakos, and still Rav Nachman Paskins, you do have to be Mezakarit. So here also, maybe Shmuel said it, but we don't Paskin like Shmuel. That's why I'm asking you a Shiloh. Just like over there by Eruve Tchumim. You're not Paskin like Shmuel. Shmuel says, ain't Sorach Lezakos. And you're saying, yes, you do have to be mezakeh, so what's so shver? I have a right to ask you, because even though Shmuel says like that, but I see you argue on Shmuel. So the Marhoch Yashta, one note to Shtel. Bishlei Mosom, Pligi Rav Shmuel. For Kamash Mulon, Tichumrin Demar, Vichichumrin Demar. Bishlei, before, there is a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, that Rav HaKoporim says, you do have to be mezakeh by a Ruvi Tchumim. Shmuel says, you do have to be mezakeh by Ruvi Chaseris. So I call upon him, since there's a machlekes, and there's somebody that says, you do have to be mezaka, I'm telling you, you have to be mezaka. Aval hocha, but over here, eisa de shmielei, miyike demand de polik. Over here, if you would have heard what Shmuel said over, you shouldn't have asked me the shiloh. Because here, there's nobody that argues on Shmuel. Shmuel says clearly, by a ruve tefshilin, you have to be mezaka, and nobody argues on Shmuel. So if you would have heard over what Shmuel said, there was no doubt you shouldn't ask me the question then. Because I before have not been passed, not like Shmuel. That's only because there's a Rav that was arguing on Shmuel. So because Rav argued on Shmuel, that's why passed like Rav. But here Shmuel said halacha, Ruvi Tavshilin, you have to be mezakeh to somebody else. If he would have heard this halacha, he wouldn't have asked me to shalom then. Because here, since nobody else argues, pshita, that's the halacha. And that is the halacha like that. So the Maramaisa, who Turzina? There was a goy. Tuzina is a guy. Rashi says a Tuzina. Rashi Nochri, Haimamuna Kli Zayin, Hasun Lishmiris Ir, Lilochim Alatsor Madavir. He was the head knifeman, Chayes gunman. He was the guy that sold all the guns and knives. A guy in the city. The heavy Bishafis said Reb Zeir. He used to live in the neighborhood of Reb Zeir, in the same Chotz and Mistama, and they wanted to carry out on Shabbos. You have a guy living in your chutz. So what do you have to do? You have to rent his rishus in the chutz. Is omalei ugalon rishuscha. So Reb Zeira went to the guy, or he asked somebody else to go to the guy and to ask the guy, please rent us the rights you have in this chutz. Loi ugalei, nein, nothing doing the guy. He said, I don't want to rent my rights to you. Is also, so of course, kitzav, the guy is not renting. It's also for them to carry out into the chutz. They can't make the mubi chatzeris together. You have a guy living there. Is also the kind of the Reb Zeira. They came, so the Reb Zeira didn't do it. The other people tried to do it. So when the guy said no, they came in front of Reb Zeira and Amru loy maho lemegim medvesu. So yes, Reb Zeira, what about could we go to the guy's wife and rent the rishus off the guy's wife? The guy is too stark. He doesn't give us rishus. Can we go behind the guy's back and go to his wife and get rishus to rent the guy's rishus from his wife? Amar loy said hochi yom resh lakish mishmei de gavur rabba umani Reb Chanina. The Rosh Lakish said over the name of Reb Chanina, Ishtor Shelodo Marevish Loimi Daitin, Enichnami. This is one of the coolest Rabbonim made by Ruvei Chaseres, that you have a right to go to the wife of the Goy and rent the Rishus off the wife, even though you know clearly that the husband does not give Rishus, and if he knows his wife would do it, he'll yell at her. So what? Right now the wife is doing it, it's Mutter. That's a cool in Ruvei Chaseres. Tomorrow, Nochem Aisel, who Tar Torzina, another guy, Devavish Ravu said, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Oshia. He was living in his neighborhood. Amrles, the people there living in the chotzer wanted to rent the guy's rights to use the chotzer. Izoigalon Rishusan. They rented his rights. They asked him, rent us your right to use this chotzer. Is lo yagulu, he had nothing doing, he didn't want to rent. Is Osla Kaim Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yoshe, they went, the people there went to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yoshe, Amri Le, Mao Le Megim Le Vesu, what's the locha, could we go and rent off the guy's wife? Le Heve Biyod, he didn't know the locha. Is Osla Kaim Rabbi Masne, Le Heve Biyod, Rabbi Masne also didn't know the locha. Osla Kaim Rabbi Yehuda, they went in front of Rabbi Yehuda, Amalhu, Hocha Yama Shmuel, this is what Shmuel says. Ishtoi shalodim ma'revish loymi daitu. Enechanami. You're allowed to go to the guy's wife, and she could be mishtatef, she could rent the guy's rishus to you, even shloymi daitu. Meisve have a kasha. Noshim she'irvu, v'nishtatfu shloymi das baleyem, ein eruv v'yeruv, v'yein shtufei shittuf. You see, claw a wife that makes an eruv v'chatzeres, or shtufei mivoyis, without the husband's rishus, nothing doing? And since who owns the house? The husband owns the house. So you have to get the shus from the bailam. Getting the shus from the wife doesn't help. So what's the stira? Here we're saying you couldn't get the shus from a wife. Like Kasha. Hodi osa, hodi lo yosir. It depends if it's osir or not. When it's osir, drashi hodi osir, al b'nei movoi, loy bin and daitoi. Umas nisim, but the lo yosir, going chotza, shebein shnei movois. Regila imzu, v'loy imzu. That in a case where they do ask, like our case, with the guy living in the chotzer. So now, it's also for the other Yidin to carry out, calls them on the guy is not renting his rishus. So then the Rabbanim gave the kula. That even though the husband doesn't want to do it, you're allowed to go to the wife. Kedei not to shop an iser. That's that we say you can't go to the wife, that's in a case where you're not oser. There's no iser there. We'll see later on exactly what the cases are. We are not oser to carry out. Stam, you want to make an erev like with them also. But if she's not mishtata for you, so good. You can't carry into her rishus. But in your Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to carry. Then the Rabbanim weren't mekel. Then we say, no, since where you are, you're mutter to carry, you stand one of him out of it to another Rosh Hashanah, nothing doing. If the Bailam doesn't give Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to go to the wife. The Marhochi Nami established the Svar also. The Imkein Kasha the Shmuel of the Shmuel. Because if not, I'd have a steer in Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said like this, Echad mibnei movi, sherogu lishtatif im bnei movi. If one of the people living in the Movi usually was always mishtatef, always made an eruve shtuf him a voice. He also wanted to carry out some mitzchotzim to the Movi, and usually he gave something for it. V'loy nishtatef, and this week now he forgot to give something. Is alocha b'nei ha-Movi nechnos notech beisoin. The people living in this Movi are allowed to go into his house. V'noitlin, and they take things. Shitufan mimenu, bar korchoi. And they could take something to make a shituf bar korchoi. So the Churat Sestira, I before Shmuel just said, no. I mean, no, not Shmuel's
son. What's the
Sestira
here?
And this is telling about it's Rogel in, Shein Rogeloi. If the Rogel, it's Mutahar. If it's Ain Rogeloi, Shvamina. That's a Raya. Then what if the Rogel, if he's Rogel to walk out there, so if he doesn't make the Ruvich, if he doesn't make the Shtuf in the voice, he's going to ask on everybody else. Therefore, you're allowed to go in by Korchoin to make the error that he shouldn't ask on you. Then Echnami, that we say you can't take it from the person's wife, that's only when he's not Rogel, when they do not ask on you. Stam, you want to have a right to walk into their Chatzar also, that's Usr. That's only Mut if the Bailam gives you the right to do it. But by Korchoin, you can only do it in the case where he's going to come and ask on you. Shmamina. The more lame or misaleh. Let me have another raya for this. Lechi. I can force you to make a lechi in the movi. If we have a movi, if people want to carry out into the movi, and there's no lechi there, I can force everybody in the movi to give money in order to buy a lechi. I can force you also to buy given money that we should make a kaira. So you see, we could force people to do it. So the kura, what's the pshat? Because without the kura, without the lech, it's going to be also to carry out into the movi. So any time you're stopping us, you're making an iser that we can't carry out, we have a right to force you to do it. So more than could be there's no raya. Shani hosam the lech mechitas. But they hear it's different, there's no mechitas at all. So drashi a movi megulhu, the movi